to the Empowerment Minutes podcast, the compass for everything learning, leadership, coaching, and personal growth. I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I'm a learning leader, educator, speaker, coach, consultant, passionate about helping leaders achieve their dreams and reach their full potential. So I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Empowerment Minutes podcast. This month, we're focusing on mindfulness. So as a leader, how are you being mindful in your work or with your employees? So we're diving into a topic that's close to our hearts, the importance of mindfulness and leadership. As we embrace the theme of mindfulness in this in leadership, it's important to understand how cultivating mindfulness can actually transform our approach to leadership. So this week, I'd like to invite you to join us as we talk about the benefits of mindfulness and practical ways that we can integrate mindfulness in the workplace. So first of all, before we delve into the importance of mindfulness and its impact in leadership, let's define mindfulness. So what does mindfulness represent to you? In general, mindfulness is seen as a practice of being fully present and engaged in the present moment without judgment or distraction. You know, it's about really paying attention to your thoughts, your feelings, your surroundings with openness and curiosity. One of my favorite books I'd always recommend on mindfulness is about The Miracle of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat. It's a powerful book about being fully present in whatever you do. Most often, people brag about being, you know, exceptional multitaskers. They can do 10,000 things at the same time. Mindfulness is really about being fully present in whatever you're engaging or in whatever you're doing. So let's talk about its importance. You know, these days, things are really so busy as leaders who want to achieve so much. It's a fast-paced world, right? So mindfulness definitely offers a powerful antidote to stress, burnout, and distraction. You know, many employees quit because of burnout. Many leaders, you know, they're facing burnout, stress every day in the workplace. So by cultivating mindfulness, as a leader, you can enhance your focus, decision-making, and emotional intelligence. So this is huge. If you have not considered mindfulness before, I want to encourage you to embrace mindfulness and see the benefits that, as a leader, you're going to enjoy throughout this year and beyond. So now let's talk about the benefits of mindfulness in leadership. What are its specific benefits, right? Number one, I want to say it's about giving you enhanced focus and clarity. Remember that you're actually learning how to be fully present in the moment. So mindfulness definitely improves your ability to concentrate on the task at hand, leading to greater clarity and insight. So when you're training your mind to be present, you can make more informed decisions and can navigate challenges with ease. I also want to add that it helps you to be more focused. Many times people want to work on a specific topic. By the end of the day, they don't really achieve it because they were all over the place. But with mindfulness, you can really focus on what you have planned to do, the task you have at hand, before you can move on to the next one. That would help you to be more effective. Number two, or the second benefit, is that of stress reduction. You know, this one we cannot even overemphasize it. Leadership really comes with its own fair share of stress and pressure, right? And think about it, if, you know, most often people have other things that are lined up. Maybe you're a parent, you have kids, you have so many other things that you have to show up. So there is a lot of stress and pressure for you to meet up in those different areas. And you want to be able to show up, you know, at work and at home without stress. So mindfulness practices can really help you to mitigate some of this stress and pressure. Maybe you want to start practicing meditation, practicing deep breathing exercises. This can help you to alleviate stress and therefore promote a sense of calm and resilience and, of course, productivity in the workplace or in anything that you choose to embark on. Now that we understand the benefits of mindfulness, right? What are some practical ways that you can cultivate mindfulness as a leader? Let's explore some of those ways that you can cultivate mindfulness in your various or in our various leadership roles. I just talk about meditation a little bit, and that's really one of the key benefits. So you want to start each day with a brief meditation session. If you don't know about meditation, you know, I just recommended a book, The Miracle of Mindfulness. You can look up that book. You can read about it and research on it and start to practice, you know, like anything that you're learning for the first time, there is a learning curve. So you want to give yourself some grace. Okay, so set a positive tone for your day ahead by practicing mindfulness, even just for a few minutes a day. This meditation can help make a significant difference in your mindset and productivity. The second way is that of mindful communication. You want to be able to practice mindful communication by actively listening to others. Can you describe yourself as an active listener? Will others, with your team members, describe you as an active listener? As leaders, we have to be able to actively listen. We're not just all about solving problems. We want to be able to listen to our teams to understand what's going on. So mindfulness is one thing that can help you to practice mindful communication. When speaking with intention, remaining present in conversation, being able to practice mindfulness, therefore fosters deep communication and connection and enhances collaboration within teams and also builds trust. So now let's talk about ways that you can integrate mindfulness in the workplace, right? Maybe when you're wanting to make decisions as leaders, we make so many decisions a day, at least 3,500 of them, right? So decision making is very crucial in leadership. So before making decisions, take a moment to pause, breathe, and reflect. Mindful decision making involves considering the implications of our choices and making sure that they align with your values and goals. Goals and values alignment is something that I've talked about so many times this year and that I'm really focused on. When things are not in alignment with my values, with who I am in my core, I try not to, I'd rather look for an alternative and make sure there's alignment. So practicing mindful decision making would definitely help you. How about mindful presence? Be fully present in your meetings or in presentations or when you're interacting with your team members. Mindfulness or presence actually fosters trust in the workplace, engagement, builds rapport, and it therefore leads to a more meaningful and productive interactions. The third thing I want to mention is that of self-regulation. As a manager, a leader, there's so many things that contribute to your emotions going up and down. So mindfulness or mindful self-regulation is going to help you to manage your emotions, to keep them in check, right? So you can be able to lead effectively. So as we wrap up today's episode, I'd like to challenge you to be more mindful. Remember that mindfulness is not just a buzzword. It's a way of life. You can't just do it today and say, oh, it's done. Once you embrace it as a way of life, it's going to be even more powerful. By embracing mindfulness in your leadership role, you can cultivate greater focus, resilience, compassion, and ultimately become more effective and empathetic leaders. So I want to thank you so much for joining us on this journey of mindful leadership. Thank you for tuning into the Empowerment Minutes podcast this week. And so if you found today's episode valuable, I would like to hear, you know, share your thoughts, comments. Please subscribe and share it with fellow leaders who are committed to embracing mindfulness. Today, together, let's lead with presence and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Maureen Kwende, your host, signing.